平和。
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
CIUT Fall Membership Drive is approaching fast. Don't miss your chance to win one of our amazing grand prizes. We have a black Valeri e-bike, courtesy of mobilityunlimited.ca, as well as a Blue Mountain ski trip, which includes a two-night stay and season passes. Not to mention our amazing arts and culture prize pack. Everyone who becomes a member during the drive will be entered into the draw to win. Help support great community radio. Donate now at www.ciut.fm or tune in from November 2nd to November 8th.
Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
U2Tooth with the song Sinister, taken from the Sin EP, and that was released on Fringe Records a long time ago, but we were reminded of it last night.
It was pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
I think only slightly overshadowed by the Cro-Mag show later in the night, but you wouldn't agree on that.
I missed that. I have no opinion, really.
I think for a lot of people, yesterday is going to go down as one of the most legendary nights in Toronto, well, modern Toronto hardcore history anyways.
Yeah, it was great. I was stupid.
Yeah. Dude, you look like a 16-year-old kid. And you weren't the only, like, 40-year-old that I saw looking like a 16-year-old kid. Well, actually, my other friend's a little younger than 40, so I won't say that. But he was going crazy all weekend, too.
It was a great night.
Oh, it was amazing.
I hope they play again.
They will. I hope. I don't know.
Fingers crossed. Don't jinx it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to welcome everyone to the show. Ed has been doing lots of behind-the-scenes work and had programmed a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I did a straight-edge set.
Yeah? And now you're going to be part of the show regularly?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah?
And hopefully I'll talk a little bit more coherently on the air than I have in the past.
Darcy's here on time.
Yep, finally.
Yeah, this is the first time I've haven't had to do a set yet with you waiting for you to come in.
In a couple months, for sure.
And we've got Rob Ferez, who's also in and going to be part of the regular cast of characters.
Hello.
Welcome
hello.
To the show, Rob.
Thanks, Steve.
You got a whole crew now.
We've got a lot of things in store. I think we're going to be, Rob, you've got a Halloween set.
Yes.
So some ghoulish stuff that we're going to be playing.
Some ghoulish stuff, some spooky stuff, stuff that'll scare you.
We hope.
Yes, hopefully.
Or at least have fun with.
Yeah.
Darcy, you got set on
I got some fucked up weekend content just like last week, but going with the theme of Halloween, I've got a whole bunch of spooky song, at least titles or band names or something. So
we have that
to tie into the theme for sure.
And you did the same.
Kind of. I got like an offset Halloween set. pardon me.
Focusing around the theme of death.
I guess I just found a bunch of band names that if you were stuck in that situation in real life, you die. And then a bunch of bands with death or dead in their name. Plus a little segue track we're going to throw in that you provided. And so, but it starts with Skeleton Hands by Trapped Under Ice.
All right. So let's get into it. Whoops. Wrong one. Hang on.
Well,
it was up to you. There we go.
Your face, your face, your face.
That was a set of band names that will kill you, starting with Trapped Under Ice with the song Skeleton Hands. And obviously, if you were trapped under ice, you would most likely die. That was off the album Stay Cold from Reaper Records. Followed by Brain Dead Scum by Outbreak, playing on everybody's H1N1 fears right now, which I guess I'm not qualified to comment on publicly over the air, so I'll keep my opinions to myself. From the record You Make Us Sick by Bridge 9, followed by War Against by The Nerve Agents, and obviously Chemical Warfare Will Kill You. That was off the Butterfly Collection, off of Hellcat/Epitaph Records. Then followed by my favorite post-Gorilla Biscuits band, Quicksand, with the song Lion Wait from the album Slip on, I think, the now-defunct Polygram Records. I don't know what it's been re-released on, or if it's even been re-released. I think it's hard to get those records. They might have been re-released by Equal Vision. I'm not certain. And then Kill Their Past by Buried Alive off the Death of Your Perfect World from everybody's least favorite record label, Victory Records. So anyways, we're going to go into another set. We got a segue song, the song Living Dead by Drag Action off the record Damage, followed by a bunch of band names with the word dead or death in their name of a bunch of great songs. So roll it, Darcy.
Here we go.
have my signal. Unleash hell.
Never thought it'd be me. We stepped in shock forever. Atreyu hits hard yet again with their latest offering, Congregation of the Damned, featuring Storm to Pass and Stop Before It's Too Late. Congregation of the Damned, the new album from Atreyu, is available everywhere now.
CIUT can now be heard on channel 946 through Rogers Digital Cable.
Do you like what you're hearing and want more of it? Check out our schedule at CIUT.fm. We have over 80 unique programs we're sure you'll love. We're listener-supported, CIUT 89.5 FM.
Okay, so that set was supposed to start off with The Living Dead by Direct Action, but due to some technical difficulties, we jumped right into The System. It's a bracket. I didn't say that on the air. Bracket. It's got you bracket. Parenthesis? Or
parenthesis.
Thank you.
Oh,
okay,
dear.
Man, I sound intelligent tonight.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that was The System, parenthesis, It's Got You by Dead End, which came off of... Where's my list here?
I think you could just say The System, It's Got You.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have to put in the...
Yeah, but then people think it's all the whole song title.
It is the whole song title.
Anyways, it came off of Where Do We Go From Here, which is a self-released cassette by that early 80s, late 80s? You'd know better than me.
Who? Direct Act?
Yeah, Dead End.
Dead End? Yeah, it was early 80s.
Early 80s Toronto hardcore band. Followed by Maggie and Ronnie, which is also a 80s reference, by a straight edge band from San Diego called Over My Dead Body, which came off Rusty Metals and Broken Badges on Indecision Records.
Is that like an Exploited cover or something?
Is it?
I don't know. I don't think it is. But
I might not be aware of that, but it's the first track on the record.
I'm not being serious, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because the Exploited all did songs about Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah. Okay. I think it was just kind of like a throwback to like the past, that song.
Yeah.
So. Followed by Adult Crash, which is also the name of a Leeway record by Dead Hearts. Off the record, No Love, No Hope on Reflections, Words and Music, which is a European record label, but they're from Buffalo.
Isn't it also a Minor Threat reference?
Adult Crash? It's true. There you go. Superseded me there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Black Path by Montreal's Death for Every Sin off of God's Final Descent from Sounds of Revolution. Followed by the song we were supposed to start with, The Living Dead, or Living Dead, by Direct Action off of Damn Age on Blitzcore, and then a segue into our upcoming Halloween set by Rob.
Yes.
But that was Halloween by the Dead Kennedys off of Plastic Surgery Disasters, and the only copies that we all have are on Alternative Tentacles.
That's right, not DK Music.
Oh, right.
Which I didn't even know what a label was on.
And that Direct Action, I think the Damage record, I think, was actually might be the Direct Action demos that have been pressed.
Oh, is it?
But I'm not entirely sure.
Cool.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's at least a suspicion out there.
It's because it's side one is with the original guitar player Zig, who left the band just sort of mysteriously, I guess, and then side two is the with Buzz, who was the guy who replaced him.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Cool.
So now we got some more creepy crawly stuff.
Yes.
Starting off.
Yes, with Ill Repute doing a cover of Monster Mash, which was originally done by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kicker 5.
That's amazing you know that.
Yeah, I've got the original 45 for that, so yeah.
We talked about it. This is going to be fun, I think.
Yes.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Yeah!
drive-by. The someday soon you two will die. They wrap you up in a bloody sheet and toss you down 1,000 feet. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. The ants play pinochle in your snout. The big black bug with big red eyes crawls in your innards and out your sides. You squish him up and spread him on bread. That's what you eat when you are dead. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. In your stomach and out your mouth. Thank you.
Out. The Hodeds and Grammy say you reach top and so do the dead.
Choose the crew, come on, the living dead. We want you to become a member of the ever-growing Friends of 89.5. All you have to do is contribute during the CIUT Fall 2009 Membership Drive. It begins on Monday, November 2nd, and continues until Sunday, November 8th. At CIUT, we rely on the support from our valued listeners to keep a quality alternative on the air. We want to hear from you so you can keep hearing from us. Support the station you love to listen to, CIUT 89.5 FM, and make your donation during the Friends of 89.5 Membership Drive beginning Monday, November 2nd.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Okay. In that set, that was our Halloween-themed set, starting out with Ill Repute doing a cover of Monster Mash from the Positive Charged CD that came out in 1997 on Grand Theft Audio Records. After that, it was The Accused doing a cover of the song The Hearse, which is a Dr. Demento classic, if anybody remembers that, from way, way, way back. And that was from Martha Splatterhead's Maddest Stories Ever Told, which came out on Combat Records. And then it was the Melvins from the King Buzzo EP that came out in 1992 on Boner Records, and that song was called Annum. After that, Negative Gain from Oakville, Ontario, and that was the title track from the record Back from the Dead, which came out on Postmort Records back in 85. And after that, two songs by The Swarm from Toronto, from their Old Blue Eyes Is Dead,
Old Blue Eyes Is Dead.
Okay. 7-inch.
It came out just after Sinatra died.
Oh, right.
Hence
okay.
The title.
Cool. Okay.
I actually have a copy I've never opened because I don't have a record player.
Do you see the silhouette on the pop-up there?
Yeah, it's rad.
That's Sinatra.
Oh, okay.
That's a young Sinatra.
Yeah, okay.
And then if you look at the peekaboo cover on the back...
That's, oh, right.
Sinatra's mugshot.
When he was arrested for being a communist.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
Exactly, yeah. I guess he was.
The Mafia.
They were communists.
You think
I
so?
Guess they're a socialist organization of sorts.
They certainly practice terror.
They're looking out for their own interests, though, not everybody else's.
It's true. But yeah, two songs by The Swarm. First one was called Bleeding to Death, and then the second one was called November 1st, which happens to be today. And after that, Sons of Ishmael from their Sing Generic Crap 7-inch, and that song was called Halloween Party.
I have a story about this.
Okay.
That song was written about a show that I put on in North York. My brother's friend was in a house that was being torn down, and... And then that day, they actually found out that what?
I was just saying I heard about this.
Oh, did you?
Years ago. Yeah.
Okay, so we had some friends come up. We brought some bands up from Ohio, and the day that the show was on, first off, it was the only Halloween party that was going on in all the high schools up in North York, and so pretty much every high school kid at that time came to this place up at Shepherd and Young.
Okay,
and. So there was about 4,000 people outside of this one house, and all the other houses had been torn down except for their house. And then they found out that day that they were going to use that house as a sales office for the real estate office, so they didn't want it torn down.
Right.
But word had circulated that it was a house wrecking party, and feel free to level it. And so, but we, aside from that, we were putting on a hardcore show, and we had bands play an all-ages show downtown at Ildico's with all these Ohio bands, Youth Inc., and who one of the members went on to be in Confront.
Okay.
And Hyper as Hell came up from – they were all from Kent, Ohio.
Okay.
And I think maybe False Hope also. And we had Sons of Ishmael play. They had just gotten back from a U.S. tour. And so they were really they were super tight and amazing to watch. And we had two bands from North York, that were playing their first shows. So actually the band from North York, the first band from North York, didn't actually finish their set before the cops showed up. And someone, like the house wrecking started, and the guy who lived in the house was trying to calm everyone down. He was my brother's friend. And, you know, that was impossible. But like thousands of teenagers, all of us of the same age, just ready to destroy shit. And the washing machine went through the wall of the house.
Wow.
And then the cops got called, and then cops showed up, and that was it. And the bands from Ohio didn't even unload their equipment because they were like, this is going to end badly.
Right.
So Sons of Ishmael were also watching this unfold and wrote this song about.
Oh, okay.
That's where the name, that's what that story comes from, the Halloween party.
That's a good story.
It's pretty rad.
Yeah, it's part of punk rock history in Toronto and also particularly in North York. And then I would later go on to live like a block away a few years later and start a – we started a punk house there and had
the
shows play. And, yeah, and Oi Polloi and a bunch of people stayed there and lived there.
Cool.
Awesome. And played there, Fidelity Jones. And anyway,
oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
So, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, no.
I just wanted to tell the story.
That's a good story. Well, I'm glad you that you recommended that song because
you wouldn't know about it.
Yeah.
Especially, and it's got a specific Halloween theme.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yeah. After the Sons of Ishmael song, it was Red Cross. From the LP Born Innocent, and the song is called Linda Blair, which everybody knows is a horror movie icon from The Exorcist and Hell Night. And
I actually thought it was the Prime Minister of England's wife.
Yeah, no,
I got confused for a second.
It's the girl's
her head turns around.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And she vomits on the priest.
Yeah, she kind of went a little bit.
She does the crab walk in the special edition.
Yes, that's right, which is, pretty creepy. That's, it's disturbing. I'm not surprised they cut that out, but yeah, it's, Linda Blair. And after that, it was the Cramps, who Steve apparently is, they're all high on his list.
No, but I'm glad you pulled them out because they have that really creepy psychobilly kind of sound, and they're totally fitting.
Yeah,
and that was off of a soundtrack, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's off off the soundtrack for Return of the Living Dead, which is probably one of the best zombie films ever made. So,
not bad.
He wants you to talk closer.
Oh, closer. Okay.
Yeah, we need you closer.
Okay, I thought it was too far.
No, you're talking too softly.
Okay. And
we need to turn down your so you talk louder.
Okay.
So you can't hear yourself.
Better. Yeah, because it's in my ears it sounded like it was really loud. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just adjusting.
Wicked.
That was Servant Dead, and after that it was Disconto from, are they Swedish?
Yeah.
Okay. And that song was called Happy Happy Halloween.
A song about cultural appropriation.
Yeah, you were saying that
Halloween
before.
Has no tradition in Sweden, but until recently.
Actually, my friend Mimi from Sweden actually posted on her Facebook today, we don't celebrate Halloween. Or yesterday, I guess it was from.
Yeah.
Which is, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that. But
it's pretty rad. If you listen to Mimi, we all love you.
And Disconto wrote a song about in support of that.
Okay.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
They're just making fun of like a totally adopting American traditions.
Sure.
In Sweden without the context.
Is it American though?
Well, I don't know if it is, but I mean, it's mostly more.
I thought it was like a pagan thing.
It's a pagan. It's totally a pagan. It has pagan roots, but.
Not in its modern day
incarnation. Yeah, it doesn't seem to have something in Northern Europe.
Yeah.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Sure. Well, you know, when Sasha Sekunin here was here, 2-3 weeks ago, they made the same joke about Thanksgiving, because it was Thanksgiving weekend, and we don't know what this is, but happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, but that's a North American thing.
Yeah, that's totally the...
Here it's about the harvest in the States. It's about the pilgrims.
Yeah.
No, here it's actually... I just found this out recently, and not many people know this. One of the princes was sick, apparently like in the 20s or something, like Prince whoever from England, and he overcame his illness, and it was declared a national holiday because of that.
And we didn't have Thanksgiving in Canada?
Prior to that, no, we didn't. So
it makes sense. We didn't even have our own flag before then either.
Yeah, so. That's true too.
Yeah. Until the 60s. We were a true British colony.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
If I could just file the Queen's face off every coin I have and not get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
That's true. You could get in trouble for doing that.
Yeah.
Defacing currency.
Currency.
So.
A good favorite pastime of ours was sticking coins on the train tracks. And then coming to collect them the
actually,
next day.
Apparently it's not illegal to deface currency as long as you're not intending to reuse the metal to create new currency. As I was reading up on those lucky coins that get pressed, like the penny,
yeah.
And I was like, how is this legal? And one of the many interesting things I do at work when I'm trying to kill some time, if I don't have anything to do, it was one of the things I looked up one day.
Right.
And apparently it's completely legal to deface currency
as long as you're not
intending to use it to create fake currency. So I don't know if that's 100% fact. Somebody might correct me on that. But that's what I read on the penny website, on the Lucky Penny website.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to stop doing that.
No, it says you're okay to do it.
No, but we create it for Melt It Down to make more currency.
Oh, no comments?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could probably get more for copper then.
That's probably true, but they're not even made out of copper anymore.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. After that, The Misfits with Night of the Living Dead, and that's from the third CD and the box set that came out about 97, I believe, or 96 on Caroline Records.
Could you hear that? You were nodding to it. I don't know if you were nodding to something that you were listening to in the other room, or...
I was nodding to what he was saying.
Ah. Yeah.
Oh, because I was listening to the radio show when I was working on the computer.
As soon as The Misfits came on, you were like,
I just started bobbing my head.
Yeah.
And then you gave me the thumbs up, and I
got
like,
Ed's
what?
Approval.
That's
c'est bon.
Yeah.
C'est bien.
What would a Halloween set be without a Misfits song?
Exactly. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, and after that, it was Samhain, and that was Let the Day Begin, and that's from November Coming Fire. And that was it for that set, Halloween. Over and done.
Cool.
Now we got the show listings. So starting tomorrow, Monday, November 2nd at the Sound Academy, we have GWAR, which is, if you have never seen GWAR before, even though it's a trek all the way to the Sound Academy, and I think it's the worst venue in the city, you should go see GWAR. I've seen GWAR, so I'm not going to make that long trip down to the Sound Academy. They're playing with Job for a Cowboy and the Red Cord, and if you're lucky, hopefully they'll have the Tyrannosaurus Rex this time. Followed by Thursday, November 5th, we have Surroundings, Creeper, Culture Cease, and the Black Faxes at Siesta Nouveau. And then we have, Tuesday, November 3rd, because it's written in pencil on the side of my show listings here, Future of the Left, Sailboats Are White, and that's their first show in 2 years at the Elma Combo. Then we have a Varning in Montreal, which I guess is another Swedish thing because we have all these Swedish references tonight. No Halloween there. November 5th to 7th at the Catacombs, 1222 St. Laurent Street in Montreal. We have Moderate Liquidation from Sweden, DSB from Japan, who just played Toronto yesterday, Lebenden Toten from Portland, War Cry from Portland, Abandoned from Portland, Detonate from Minneapolis, Perdition from New York, Complications, Broken from Connecticut, Brutal Nights, The Aversions from Quebec City, Unruled, featuring members of Inepsy, Illegal, because there's only two L's, one L at the beginning of the name, so I don't know if it's illegal, Illegal or Illegal, Praying Hands, Disconnected, spelt with a K, The Castavets, Hard Charger from Halifax, The Omegas, one of Montreal's best hardcore bands, and then The Confusers are all playing A Varning in Montreal from November 5th to 7th at the Catacombs. Friday, November 6th at the Reverb, we have Creepshow, Dreadnoughts, and the Hypnotonics. Friday, November 6th at Hard Luck, we have BCDC, Bastard Child Death Cult, Burning Love, Crux of O, I don't know how to pronounce it, and War Crimes. Saturday, November 7th at the Poor Alex Theater, an all-ages show with Shook Ones, Make Do and Mend, We Are the Union, and Junior Battles. Sunday, November 8th at the Wrong Bar, Jeremy J, Heaven, Tropics, and Black Umbrella. Tuesday, November 10th at the Sound Academy, AFI and the Gallows. And actually, I've heard a bit of Gallows, and I quite like that band. Tuesday, November 10th at Sneaky D's,
the Copyright's New Enemy and Roman Line. Friday, November 13th at the Air Canada Center, we have Slayer, Megadeth, Machine Head, and Suicide Silence. Friday, November 13th at the Opera House, a complete opposite end of the spectrum, we have the Mad Caddies, the John Stones, and Keepin' Six. Thursday, November 19th at Marcello's, we have Native, Authors, and Peace Be Still. Thursday, November 19th at the Sound Academy, we have the Dropkick Murphys, the Flatliners, the Mahones. Saturday, November 21st at the Opera House, we have Sacrifice. Sunday, November 22nd at the Phoenix, we have Less Than Jake, the Casualties, the Swellers. Monday, November 23rd at the Phoenix, we have Devo performing Are We Not Men? We are Devo. Tuesday, November 24th at the Phoenix, we have Devo again performing Freedom of Choice. Sunday, November 6th at the Opera House, we have Municipal Waste, Phobia, and Cauldron. Wednesday, December 16th at the Sound Academy, we have Hatebreed and Cannibal Corpse. And then much later in the future, February 22nd at the Wrong Bar, tickets apparently are already on sale, we have the Almighty Leatherface. And that's the show listings for this week.
If you know of any shows that didn't get added to that, you can forward them on to us at equalizingxdistort@ciut.fm.
And I didn't read that part. I'm glad you knew what to say.
Darcy, up next is a set of...
Well, we got some more Halloween songs here with Halloween titles or Halloween band names. Actually, they're mostly just song titles.
Can I interrupt real quick? Because my text went off while I was reading the show listings. Apparently, the surrounding shows is not happening. That's what I just heard from somebody. So if my text is correct, the surrounding show is not happening.
And who's playing that?
And that was with... There's the page. That was the Thursday, November 5th show at the Siesta Duvo with Surroundings, Creeper, Culture Cease, and Black Faxes. So apparently don't go to Siesta Duvo on Thursday, November 5th because the show is not happening.
There you go. Kind of a bummer.
Wonders of modern technology.
Anyhow, yeah, so we're getting into some more Halloween songs, or at least Halloween titles. Creepy music, scary songs about scary things. So some of them are just subject titles. Some of them are just the titles. And then we've also got some music that was featured over the weekend. So we've got a couple songs by bands that played. We're going to listen to, I don't know, there's a Brutal Night song in there. I know that.
And we could talk about their costumes then.
Talk about the costumes.
California Raisins.
Wasn't that cool?
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
I didn't know that.
When I was a kid, I had all like the figurines from KFC.
Did you really?
Yeah. I think they're still at my parents' house, actually. I'm going to dig them up sometime.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into the music.
All right. Here we go. So we're going to start off with like the whole it's enfiladed by At The Drive-In off of Relationship of Command, the last record before they broke up. But the song is all about... like kidnapping, and I don't know, the chorus is all you listen to the lyrics, it's like tying someone to the railroad tracks. And anyway, here you go. It's enfiladed by At The Drive-In.
You'll see.
born this year will come of age in the 21st century. What kind of society, what kind of world are we building for them? Will we ourselves be at peace? Will our children enjoy a better quality of life? Will a strong and united America still be a force for freedom and prosperity around the world? Tonight, there is every sign that the state of our union is sound.
Responsible for the decisions we make in life.
CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Hard yet again with their latest offering, Congregation of the Damned, featuring Storm to Pass and Stop Before It's Too Late. Congregation of the Damned, the new album from Atreyu, is available everywhere now.
All right, and so those last couple songs we played, we're trying to fit in half of a fucked up weekend theme and half with a like Halloween theme. So what I started out there playing had a really creepy intro there with Hello Mother Leopard, and that was that's At the Drive-In, a song called Enfilade, all about kidnapping and torture and scary shit. The Final Bloodbath by Discharge was next. That's a scary enough title. Scary band name and scary song. The Murder City Devils. I mean, that's bad enough.
Whoa.
With a song called Midnight Service at the Modern Museum. It's a song about this haunted museum or whatever. And they adds a lot of like really nice texture with this, like, they have a full-time organ player on all their records, all their songs, but the organ on that song just is so scary. Now to fit in with the fucked up weekend thing, I wanted to put a Cro-Mag song in here, but I'm not a big fan of the Cro-Mag myself, so I did an American Nightmare cover of a Cro-Mag song, which I thought was, I don't know, Nightmare, Halloween, whatever.
Yeah,
so an American Nightmare cover of It's the Limit by the Cro-Mags, so I'll fit in both there. Comet Wounded Veteran with a song called Disembowelment at Room Temperature. That's pretty horrific. City of Caterpillar with a song called...
Would it be easier if it was below room temperature or above room temperature?
Would it help? I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think disembowelment in general is
pretty
horrific.
Bad. Pretty bad. Disembowelment at room temperature off of...
I think you could feel it.
Probably.
I think that's the point. I mean, below.
Oh.
You're frozen, maybe? I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, then you wouldn't feel it anymore.
I don't know.
It might be worse if it was hot.
Yeah.
You're already kind of sweaty. It sucks. And then you're being disemboweled.
Exactly.
And the next song was When Was the Last Time We Painted Over the Blood on the Walls by City of Caterpillar. I don't know. A scene of murder, I suppose. And then the last song we heard was Negative Standards. It's an untitled song, but... You know, scary and dark and doomy. Anyway, so, I don't know.
As a segue, with the Discharge Final Bloodbath, I was thinking of the song Youth, Fire in the Rain. The war that ends all war is the war that ends
all people.
Mm-hmm, which is the final bloodbath.
Yeah, for sure.
So maybe that could be a segue into this next set. We're talking about Fucked Up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Fucked Up Weekend?
Yeah.
Aren't we doing that now?
Yeah. Well, we got a... Yeah.
That was a highlight for me. I mean, I only saw this... last night's show, and after U2 kind of everything that came after kind of was...
I had to work the other show, but I left after U2. Not that I didn't want to see the other bands, and I like all the other bands that were playing. I don't really know any DSP.
Yeah, you know, but... Iron Lung is an amazing band, and I love them, and I was bored by them.
Because you saw U2?
Because I was just too psyched to see them. And even, like, DSB, I was really psyched to see them, too. And I was like, after 30 seconds, I was like, dude, I'm done. I was thinking, man, I can die. I could die right now because I've...
Dude!
No, because, like, because... Really, the only thing in life I really wanted to see was Youth, and now I've seen it.
Well, you were telling me earlier today.
I don't need to see
more to life than that.
I have no more ambition.
You were telling me earlier today.
You
can disembowel yourself at room temperature.
Yeah. Give me the knife.
You stood there.
We could use the jacuzzi.
That whole set and just grinned the whole time.
Yeah.
And people were falling on you and kicking you in the face.
Yeah, I caught Ed twice, actually.
And you were just smiling the whole time.
I did a couple bad stage dives. I hit some guy in the nose.
I got home last night, and my wife's looking at my lip, and she's like, are you cut? And then I get closer, and she's like, you're cut in two places, and you're below your lip here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's like, what happened? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't care.
I think
I was catching people.
Yeah.
With your lip.
Yeah, and they still couldn't knock the grin off me.
No.
Yeah.
At one point, Dave Brown wound up in my arms, and then he put his arm over my shoulder and just started singing. Maybe it was The Words to Greet or something. I don't remember which song we were singing along to. It was all a blur at that point.
You had a good time, man.
But they did the whole 12 inch, and they did
Made in England,
the Young Lions cover,
right, yeah.
And Domination, which was on the Something to Believe In. So I was surprised because it was being billed as just the Sin EP.
Yeah.
But they did two others.
Sweet.
Which was one of them being the Young Lions, and that was a funny. Brian was saying we had this little pact between us and Young Lions, and we kept our end.
And I guess Young Lions didn't like any of their songs.
That was awesome. Which is unfortunate because I think the U2 songs are amazing. All of them are amazing.
I think if Cro-Mags didn't play a tiny room for $5 a head last night with about maybe 250 people crammed in a place, I don't think that's supposed to hold more than 100. Mm-hmm. It probably would have been my highlight for the night for me. So, although I spent the Cro-Mags set trying to make sure nobody would fall down the stairs that are right beside the stage.
Mm.
And so, but it was last night. It was just... Actually. Yeah, actually, it wasn't too bad. I was actually very surprised. And so, actually, some guy almost got pushed down the stairs by his girlfriend while they were arguing on the stairs, and I had to ask them to take the argument outside because I had to grab him as he, like, started falling back. And so, but, no, that show at Rancho last night was just – it was phenomenal. I didn't get to see any of the other bands because I was working the door up until when the Chromatics went on. But I watched the Chromatics from the front door, like to the side of the stage. And I took a few pictures and whatnot and just kind of like observed it instead of interacting and partaking, because to me it looked like somebody was going to die in that crowd. And I'm surprised that, like, somebody didn't fall down. And
I tried to take pictures, and then I just said, this is stupid. I don't want to take pictures.
No, you want to live it, man.
I want to start singing along. So.
I just saw the Chromatics the night before, and I was like, you know what, I'll just try and take
it. I
want
to try and scream loud enough that Brian will give me the mic, and then he did, and then I forgot the words.
Yeah. I think that happened a couple times, actually. He put the mic out while Youth was playing, and it was just like everybody just kind of forgot there was a part there or something like that.
For White Reggae, he put down the mic for me at the end. And
I saw that.
And all day I've been listening to that record, and I was like, I know the words for this one. And that was the exact part that I knew the part for, and I was like, and I just blanked because I was like, oh, my God, he put the mic down. Yeah. What is the word? And then I was just like, oh, I'm an idiot.
I think that happened, though.
And then I went and apologized afterwards to him.
I think it's just one of those bands that you thought you would never see, so you never – like, you love the record, but you never, like, listen to it expecting to, like, fucking, like, sing along to it, like, live at a show.
Dude, I listen to that record all the time. I love that record.
And Pesci was saying himself, too, it's one of those bands where, like, there's just so many words to his lyrics and ideas that – it's just
this is what I think about
almost hard to like memorize every single lyric that's coming.
Is that
out
the
of
lyrics are
mouth.
Very concentrated in terms of
which is my favorite thing about the band.
Yeah, me too. Their lyrics are so intelligent, and I think also the music, the guitar part is so driving. The drums are scattered and all over the place. I love the way Brian plays the drums, and even the bass lines, like they're just dry. Like everything about that band, is. Incredible.
Yeah.
In terms of like a hardcore sound, I think they've just everything. You can listen to any part of it and you'll love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I think about.
I mean, I could be wrong. I will say the one thing I don't like about Sin is the song right after Fire in the Rain at the beginning, maybe through the whole thing, sounds exactly like Fire in the Rain. Mm. So, but that's actually something that I read. I found a Maximum R&R review on the record actually.
Oh,
it had the same comments about.
But Fire in the Rain starts off slower.
Let's start. I guess the end of Fire in the Rain, it kind of sounds exactly the same at the beginning.
But
that's my only
see, this is what I like
record.
About it. When I'm listening to Minor Threat, a lot of those songs just run into each other really quickly, and the momentum of that record, and so when I was listening to Youth the first time, I thought of Minor Threat because of that song, because of that transition, because the transition was so seamless.
That's true.
Between songs, it was
so,
just like.
But to be honest with you, I couldn't remember any of the lyrics for the song after because of how good Fire in the Rain is. I was like, wait, what are the lyrics for that one again?
The War That Ends All War is the war that
no,
ends all people.
No, after that. I can't even remember what song comes after that right now.
Well, why don't we talk about the Brutal Knights costumes? Because that's we only got 15 more minutes of the show.
Yeah, we
got
to get
and that's the next song on my set. So
sure. Brutal Knights dressed up. So last night was the costume night, and if you dressed up in a costume, did you get in cheaper or something?
I
don't know. But
don't
lots
know.
Of people, it's a tradition that people.
I
go
think it was
costumes.
Actually apparently it was sold out, and there was only 5 tickets at the door.
There was,
when
but
people showed up
but
last night.
Somehow a lot of people got in anyway.
Yeah.
That didn't have tickets because I know a bunch of people that I saw that weren't there early and wound up in the show. So, but yeah, people were in. Some
Maybe
people were in costume,
while,
but Brutal Knights dressed. As the California Raisins, and right down to like the sunglasses, and then they even put face makeup on and stuff. Like, you know, Nick is the singer; he's like known to do crazy things. And he got everybody in on the action, which was great to see.
Yeah.
And then they just blew me away. I was like, I sat there afterwards with my mouth open, and I went up to a friend of mine and I said. I have nothing to say. They're so good. Why don't they play more? Like, I mean, they do play a lot, but, man, it's great to have bands this good in our city.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Sure. They blew me away.
Yeah.
But not as good as you.
I think his stomach's gotten smaller, too.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing Brutal Knights like 9 years ago, and I swear to God, the pot belly was a lot bigger.
Yeah, he likes to show it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. I agree.
Unless it was a different band with the same singer. I'm pretty sure it was the same band. I saw him in the Alma Combo, and it was just like... And then the girls I was with was like, he should keep his shirt on.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Yeah. And that's the first time I saw Matt playing bass for them, which was great, too, because he just fit in perfectly.
And then, what's his name, was playing drums.
filling in.
Yeah, too. Ivan played, filled in from School Jerks.
Yeah.
And he I didn't even notice that he was, you know, because I noticed that John wasn't there, but I was like, he as a drummer, that's, you know, a lot to remember.
Well, he's a talented drummer, man. He does it all the time.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I think Darcy wants to roll into the Brutal Nights song before we run out of time.
So the closest thing I could fit with Halloween and Brutal Nights was a song called I Wanna Die. So here we go.
I Wanna Die.
Whoa, hold on. Here we go. Last track there was Streets of Bodies by Living Darkness. I can't think of a scarier thing than that. And before that, of course, was I Wanna Die by the Brutal Nights. And that's it. That's all we played. We don't have any more time.
We don't, but we did have other stuff that we wanted to play, but I guess we'll play in future weeks.
Yeah, of course.
So now we're going to get to the demo feature. Tonight is a band called Sister Bastard. And they're a power violence band from Antipolis City, which is in the Philippines. This week I got a big package from a friend of mine who does a zine in the Philippines. And he was just back home and got sent me a pile of new stuff from the Philippines. So he sent me a whole bunch of stuff from that was older, but this is a new power violence band called Sister Bastard, and this demo is called Power Violence, and is released. I guess they gave it a name, Nuclear Alcoholicost, and I was thinking that's too much of a coincidence, and I think it might be a coincidence, but BFG had the song Alcohol a Day turned Alcoholicost.
Oh, that's right.
And so then I started thinking, wow, from the Toronto to the Philippines.
There you go.
And back again.
Collective consciousness.
Small world.
Yeah. So this is Sister Bastard, 9 songs from them. Let's get into it.
Okay. Policeman, don't shoot me.
I'm scared, Johnny.
Well, I think you better pull the trigger, because I don't give a fuck.
Threatening me? I am Cornholio.